Kia ora and welcome back. Now, we have a very special guest on the show, Matt Lang, who is a man behind the Christchurch edition of a dramatic concept called White Rabbit, Red Rabbit. Kia ora, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
Inform us. I think it would be best to start with what this concept is, basically.
So it's written by an Iranian playwright. And in Iran, they have a sort of civil service you must do in order to get a passport or to be able to travel. And that service can include anything from being part of the military or maybe even being an executioner. And so if you refuse to do that, you can't get a passport, you can't leave the country, there's sort of many things you can't do. So he wrote this as a sort of theatrical experiment to travel the world in his place. It really highlights sort of the power of theatre to interrogate the way that we act socially. It questions liberty and trust, and it achieves that in a really interesting way, partly because of the setup, the radical and unique setup of the show, where there is only one actor and they must have never seen the show before, never seen the script, and they can only perform it once in their life. So there's no rehearsals or director. They just show up on the stage and then they're given the script in an envelope on the day. And so what it does is it creates this sort of unique trust with the audience where they're in the same, everyone's on the same page.
Right, yeah. I didn't realize there was quite like such a significant story behind the concept of it. Basically, there are, I believe, six nights it's on.
Eight nights
it's yep. on. And so each night there's a different actor.
Five or six nights, but there's eight shows altogether. So
right,
some nights
right.
have two shows.
Right, with you. Yes, yeah. Gotcha. And so there's a different actor each time.
Yeah.
And so it's like a full written script, is it?
Yeah, it's... I can't say too much about it, but
they're
essentially given a full script that they just get given on stage and they follow that through, and that is the show. It's up to their interpretation in places as to how they come across, and there's potential surprises. There will be some variation between the actors and how it's performed, and that we have kind of reflected that in the ticket prices as well. So it's $20 for the first ticket, and then if you really want to go see a different actor or a different version of the show, you can come again for only $5.
Wow. Okay. So who are the actors?
We've got an awesome lineup of eight local actors. We've got the comedian Shay Hooray. We've got Hester Ulliart. She's trained at RADA in London. She's won awards for some of her shows. She's a great actress. Emma Cusden, the court jester. Who else? We've got Tom Eason. He's been in all sorts of shows, many shows in Christchurch, so he's quite well known here. I'm not going to name all eight of them, but
no, that's fair enough. I just can't believe kind of the story behind it. I had no idea. So do the actors kind of feel the significance and weight of that when they perform?
I haven't talked to anyone who has performed it yet.
Right.
Our actors, they're really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. The way that the show's set up is it seems like it's going to be a good show no matter what. It's been done sort of all over the world now, and to great acclaim. There's been hugely positive feedback about everywhere that it's been done. There's been really famous actors who have wanted to do it and have performed it.
So that kind of leads on quite well, I think, because this isn't like a super niche theme. Like, it has been done like a number of times around the world. Who are kind of some of the big names who have done it?
I should have looked that up before I came, but I did not.
No, that's quite all right.
On the website, so it has its own website for Nassim Soliman-Poor, the writer, and this show. It lists there some of the big names that have done it before. But it's a unique thing of this show is because you can't know anything about it going into it, there isn't information available. You can't go and find a script or recordings or anything like that. It needs to be on the hush-hush until you go and see it, because that's part of the key way that it works, is that it's a a new thing for the actor and everyone. Everyone's going in blind, sort of thing.
Interesting. So what was kind of your contribution to it?
So I'm the producer. Josiah, one of the actors doing it, he really wanted to be in it, and he really wanted to put it on. So he essentially got me to produce it so that I could do all the work in the background, printing the script and getting it all set up for the actors to do
right,
it.
So right, right. Yeah, how do you produce a show with such little kind of pre-planning?
Yeah, it's really just some steps removed. So it's, you know, finding the actors. In this case, we reached out to specific people we knew would be really good at picking up a script and running with it. And then it's just applying for the rights, getting it sorted with the theatre at Little Andromeda, amazing to work with. They're on the strip on Oxford Terrace, upstairs, just down from Craft Embassy. And yeah, they provide so many opportunities for artists and give back to the community, which is, yeah, they're really nice to work with. So I just had to organise it with them, and then, yeah, line up the actors, do some marketing, that sort of thing, and yeah.
I guess producey type
print,
things,
print
really.
The scripts, make sure the stage is ready.
Are you allowed to tell us who's written the scripts?
So the script was written by, yeah, this Iranian guy.
Nassim, so it's the same Salimhan script.
Paul. Yep. So everyone gets the exact same script.
Oh, just right. Up to
how they interpret it, sort of the differences, what happens on the night.
Right. So I didn't realize it was the same script every time. Oh, yes. So no wonder kind of there is very little information about it.
Yeah.
And so is there like a rule, I guess, that the actors who have done it can never talk about it, basically?
Yeah, it's explicitly part of the contract to be able to do this show. You must not have seen it before or know anything about it or read the script.
Wow, okay. Oh my gosh, the pressure, the secrecy.
Yeah.
So this must be so different to like other things you've done.
Yeah, it's quite different to full scripted shows. I suppose it's possibly closer to some of the improv type stuff where there's a bit of a setup and then you go along and just see what happens. But it's not like either of those. It really is quite a unique type of show where it really relies on the script carrying it, and it does, as we've seen, sort of worldwide. It was done here 8 years ago at Court, and that sold out every show as well. It brings people back.
So audience are allowed to see it more than once, I assume, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I'm just so thrown by this whole concept. It's crazy. So what are the details if people want to go? I guess that's the important thing.
Yeah, sure. It's on next week, Wednesday through Sunday, so it's 13th to 17th of April. There's shows most nights, two shows, 7 and 8:30 p.m. And you can find all the details on the Little Andromeda website at littleandromeda.co.nz, or you can just Google Little Andromeda Christchurch or White Rabbit, Red Rabbit Christchurch. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll come up.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you for, like, bringing this concept back to Christchurch.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people that gutted that they missed it at the Court 8 years ago. And since I've programmed it, I've had a lot of people being really looking forward to it and saying, I'm glad because I missed the one at the Court. Or even people that have seen that being like, I really want to see it again. I really want to see Hester do it or Josiah do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I guess, every actor would have their own kind of different interpretation on it.
Yeah.
And Little Andromeda would be I think, the perfect environment for it. Like, it's quite intimate.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a nice small environment. And it's also, they've got really good COVID policies as well about wearing masks doing a negative rat test before the actor has to do a negative rat test. So it's a pretty safe environment and, yeah.
Well, that'll quell some fears of the audience there. Are there, before we finish this, are there like props people can use?
I don't know how much I can say.
Right, okay.
Generally, it's pretty minimal.
Yeah,
right. There will be a stage set up with some things. The actor just comes on, essentially, as themselves, and they handed the script. And then there are some things that happen throughout the show that make it a bit more interactive with the actor and stuff. But
wow.
Yeah.
Well, Nate, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this concept with our audience, because I think there are a lot of people out there who probably aren't aware of it.
It's a very odd style of show that, I've never heard of anything like it before theatre space. So it's quite radical.
Well, and again, thank you so much for bringing that to Christchurch. And to our audience out there, highly recommend you go. Challenge yourself, see something different, and this is a perfect opportunity to do that. It's on at Little Andromeda. It starts 13th of April?
Yep, Wednesday through Sunday.
Yep, great. Go, that's next week, I believe. Yes, mm-hmm. Next week. Go, you won't regret it. And incredible Christchurch and New Zealand actors doing it. Support them. Support them doing something crazy and wild. Matt, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.